Brian, are you working hard or are you hardly working?
Peter, that is hilarious. How was your run today?
Today's going to be a 4. Hasn't happened yet. It's going to be a treadmill 4.
How was your run 3 weeks ago?
Well, that's funny you should say that, because 3 weeks ago, many people know this, but some don't, we had a little party that was thrown by Heartbreak Hill Running Company, the running studio. It was called the HWRT Run in Place Podcast Party and Extravaganza, and it fell on a Saturday night when we had our very first blizzard, and we were scared that no one would show up. But what happened, Brian?
Many, many, many people showed up. Many people contributed to the prize, which was a monetary prize that went to one of the charity runners, actually two of the charity runners. There was a second place prize.
Yes, we did do two prizes.
People drank free beer provided by Heartbreak Hill Running Company.
Thank you very much.
People ran on treadmills in classes run by the coaches of Heartbreak Hill Running Company.
Correct. I was one of those people.
And people subjected themselves to being interviewed by myself, you, both of us.
Madness.
And sometimes we found people talking to themselves in the corner and we recorded it.
So we have sort of a man on the street, fly on the wall, if you will, show for you today.
That's right. I think the show speaks for itself. I think we can just go right to the videotape.
Set the Wayback Machine to January 7th, Saturday night, here in the New England area. We were getting quite a few inches of snow in a near blizzard-like condition, and we decided to have a party.
Peter.
Hello.
What are you thinking about right now, pre-party?
Okay, pre-party, my thoughts are the following. I feel that I am dressed appropriately. I feel that I'm a little concerned about the weather impacting people's motivation to come out, but then I think, no, the ones we really want will come.
What, do you want to be stuck in your living room watching spotty Netflix as the cable goes in and out? Or do you want to be partying hard with treadmills and sweaty people who are loving it up?
Well, clearly I want the latter. Brian, I went for a run today.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, it was good, but it was just a 3. It was, you know, kind of chilly, but it was perfectly dry as a bone out there, and it's a little icy. But it was before the storm started. But I realized something. So I'm going around Jamaica Pond, and today was the kind of day where some serious runners were getting their runs in early, you know, in anticipation of the storm. And I realized that in order to be the runner that I see myself as in my mind's eye.
The runner you think you are.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the way I self-visualize as a runner. Mm-hmm. I am approximately 3 to 4 inches too short, and I'm about 105 pounds too heavy. And
so you see yourself in your mind's eye as Heartbreak Hill Running Company's Dan Fitzgerald screaming down the lane, but in reality, what's happening?
I'm really more Ella Fitzgerald.
Not much of a runner, I don't think, Ella Fitzgerald.
Not anymore.
Great singer.
Oh, yeah. No, and I can sing. But yeah, no, I'm not. I see myself as something that I'm not yet. But I'm in, the metamorphosis state. I'm in the great change.
Do you know what today marks?
I don't.
What momentous number today is?
Today is January 7th.
100 days until the Boston Marathon.
100 days.
100 days until the Boston Marathon. You ready?
I am not just yet, although I loved how I felt during my run today. I'm looking forward to our 6 miles tomorrow in the snowbanks. I haven't missed a workout yet.
That is going to be something to behold.
We're 2 weeks down in the training, 14 left to go.
100 days.
100 days.
Thank you for coming out tonight. If you haven't noticed the blizzard when you got here, you've probably fought through a whole lot to get here. We really appreciate it. This is going to make one charity and one runner really happy. We're really excited to tell your story with our friends from the How Was Your Run Today podcast. That's the two guys here with the two microphones, Brian and Peter. If you haven't figured that out, you can share your story with those guys all night clap. When they're in the booth. You can clap
you can
for
totally
that.
Totally clap.
Yes.
Totally allowed.
So a couple notes, we're 20% off on the store. We are selling our t-shirts right there and those hoodies for $20 with $10 of that going into the raffle. Also, I am teaching classes with my co-coach there, Mr. Jarek Walker.
You can
clap for him. The beer is free, but you can tip
you can
the gorilla.
Totally allowed.
Is there anything else we're doing tonight? I think that's all of it.
Awesomeness.
All right, I will take 19 people in the studio. Next, let's go. Hop in there. We're going to do another
class. All right, let's go.
W-Y-R-T.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Did you run today?
No, I did not.
Are you going to take a class tonight?
I am, yes. I'm saving my run for tonight.
have you taken one of these run classes before on the treadmill?
No, I haven't. I didn't know treadmill classes like were a thing, actually. Before
I'm not sure
today.
They are. I think this is pretty unique, actually.
Yeah. Sounds
are you looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. It'll be good.
Good. I've done them. They're really fun.
Really?
How did you hear about it?
Through a friend.
Okay.
Standing right behind me.
Well, very good.
And then social media, I guess.
And through social media.
Yeah.
Do you have any races coming up?
I do. I'm running the New Jersey Marathon in April.
Great. How many marathons will that make for you?
That will be my sixth.
Are you looking for a PR or are you just running for fun?
I am. I'm trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon, so I have some time to shave off, but
great.
It can be done.
Well, good luck. Are you feeling strong right now?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Have you run with Dan before? Have you run with the Heartbreakers?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
Well, this will be great.
This is all new. Yeah.
He's a really good coach.
Yeah.
Can we get a photo with our little thing here?
Sure.
All right.
Of course.
Friend of the show, Igor Babushkin, veteran of the half marathon at Millinocket, Maine.
Igor, you look well rested since Millinocket, are you?
I am well rested. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I actually had a 2.5-hour wrestling practice that I went to for a high school team. So I'm fresh and ready to go, you know.
Wait, so is wrestling high school students a good way to train for a race?
I think it is. You know, it's very helpful. You know, it's that youthful, happy energy that, like, just gives me all the energy I need to, you know, just running. It's easy after that, you know.
Can I ask a quick question? You look like you're almost 30, so how are you on a high school team?
Well, you know.
Well, he just made weight, that's why.
That's right, yeah. You know.
It's the only qualification, actually.
Yeah, I gotta put a little wig on just to hide the little bald spot there. But you know, I make it on the team. I look pretty good in a singlet, you know, when I'm out there. So
who doesn't?
Yeah, you do. Are you gonna take one of these classes tonight?
I am. I would like to. Yes. You know. So this is why I'm here. I was trying to come up with a bunch of excuses why not to come, and I couldn't find any. So I'm here now.
Blizzard, not an excuse.
Not an excuse.
Have you run today?
I have not run today, but I've done some minor jogging around the wrestling mat, you know, just to get loose for the practice, but no, I've been saving myself really for this.
That's a good plan. This is an intense, but it's really fun class.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. I'm pretty excited. So.
After you take your class, will you have a free beer?
Yes, I will. I might have multiple if they're giving them out. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Excellent. Brian, what you don't know is on the sly, Igor and I have planned a date run toward the end of the month for a long run.
Which date?
I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to be upset. I'm going to spring it on you after it happens.
I won't be upset.
You will. You're going to be because it's going to be in beautiful Nahant and or Lynn and or Swampscott.
I don't have a jealous bone in my body.
I feel bad that, you know, I'm maybe causing a rift here. I don't want to be a problem,
no,
you know.
You know what? He does it to himself.
Peter and I actually couldn't be further apart.
Well, we could be, but the cord's only so long.
Let's get a photo.
Igor, good luck on the class.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
And now we got to get a quick photo. We're selling shirts. If anybody wants to buy a shirt, we are selling HWYRT shirts. There's also free beer. Free beer.
Yeah. Free
Follow the gorilla to free beer. Right. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And how about yourself?
I'm doing very well. May I ask you, have you already run at all today?
Unfortunately not.
No, it's okay. Are you going to run tonight?
Oh, heck yeah.
Have you done one of these treadmill classes before?
I have. I have indeed.
Which one?
Let's see. Long and Strong, Killer Threes, and Deerfoot Dash.
Oh, so you've been through the whole circuit.
I do this once a week.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Well, it's nice. I mean, I can't force myself to do speed work. this is how I get it done. So.
Right, and Dan will force you to do speed work.
Yes.
Yes, all will. The coaches will.
Will you be running outside tomorrow in the snow?
We'll see.
Do you have any races coming up?
I will be running the BAA 5K, not the marathon, but the 5K 2 days before.
I might be joining you.
Well, I hope so.
I'm just on the fence because I'm doing the marathon 2 days later.
You're kidding me.
Why would I lie about that?
Hey, good luck.
Hey, thank you. Have you ever done it?
It's an aspiration of mine for sure. Hopefully next year. I had an injury this year, so I couldn't train. But.
Oh, no. What was your injury?
Posterior tibialis. It's a muscle that... You got that, too?
Yeah, because I got Achilles tendonitis over here, and I got post-tib over here. Oh. It was out for 100 days.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It's very, very difficult to work through. So.
Mentally and physically.
Mentally, mostly, I think, even. So.
I would agree, and it was devastating to me because I had to drop out of New York, and that was hard, and I gained a lot of weight, and now... But I'm just back, and physical therapy, and following what they say, and stretching, I think it's okay.
Excellent. That's really encouraging. I've been doing, obviously, physical therapy as well, and stretching. They gave me some electric stimulation. It really, really helped.
Hi, what's your name?
Janelle Jorgensen.
Does the O have a slash through it?
Or an umlaut?
No, it does not.
Umlaut?
It is Scandinavian, but the Minnesota version of
Scandinavian. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That might be the best kind. Have you run today?
I have not run today, no, but I did walk here through the snow, which was a workout.
But you are a runner.
I am a runner, yes.
And how long have you been working here at the Heartbreak Hill Running Company?
I have been working here since August of 2016.
And what's the best part about working here?
I would have to say the people that come in and the people that I work with. They're all great, all very active. I like answering questions about running.
Oh, that's a good place to be. Are you running any races this year?
2017, now that it's a couple of days in, I probably will be running some races, none planned.
That way you don't have to start training if you don't know what you're doing yet.
Right.
That's a good strategy. Right. That's where I've fouled things up this year, Peter. I've already signed up for races, and now I have to begin training.
It's
not a bad thing, and it gives you a purpose, because otherwise you're an aimless loser.
That just hangs around running stores with a microphone.
My name is Emily, and it is E-M-I-L-Y, surprisingly.
That's an interesting spelling.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, it's the New Jersey version. Yeah, okay. How long have you been in Massachusetts?
For 3 years.
All right, and how many times have you taken a treadmill class here?
This was my first.
How was it?
It was awesome. It's much harder than I expected. It might be because I did a long run this morning, but... Who knows?
You had to get it in before the snow?
I had to get it in before the snow.
What are you training for?
Boston.
Nice.
And what made you come out and try this tonight?
I'm a member of the Heartbreakers.
Oh,
so
you are?
Okay. Thought it'd be fun to get a $5 donation class.
So was this morning a Heartbreaker run for you?
It was.
And that was a 12 this morning?
10.
Pre-snow.
And will you run tomorrow as well, or is tomorrow an off day?
I will run tomorrow as well, hopefully through the snow. 5 or 6. Pull out the yak tracks and hopefully just like tromp along the trails.
Have you trained for Boston through a New England winter yet?
This is going to be my first Boston, so it will be my first experience training through the Boston winter.
Is there any part of that race that you're looking forward to or dreading the most?
I'm looking forward to Heartbreak Hill.
Well, if you're a heartbreaker, you'll be in familiar territory,
yeah, exactly,
for sure.
Exactly, lots of high fives. I am dreading the... having to get out to Hopkinton for such a late start. I'm a morning runner, so...
It is really a challenge to figure out what to do during those 4 to 6
antsy.
Hours. Yeah.
It was the thing that broke me, actually, because I had to be up at 4:30. They bust us out, and you just sit around for 5 hours.
Just keep eating bagels.
That's
what you do.
I ran the Philly Marathon in the fall, and it was a 7 a.m. start, so the finish was before I will get to start for Boston.
All right.
What number marathon will this be for you in your career?
Number 3.
Fantastic. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I like your podcast.
Oh, she likes the podcast.
You listen to our podcast?
Oh, my God. She likes the podcast.
We found one.
Whee! Someone listens.
Hold on. Let us get a picture.
Brian, we are now joined by both Emma and Molly. Tell me, how do you guys know each other?
From the Heartbreakers.
From the Heartbreakers.
Do either of you have a race coming up?
I am doing Boston. That's my next big one. I'm doing Providence Marathon, the Youngstown Marathon, the Chicago Marathon.
Oh, yeah, I got Chicago, too.
Yeah, and
going on a trip.
A bunch of half marathons, the North Face Half Marathon Challenge, doing that.
So,
just the two from me.
I got really bored in Ohio.
So did you come to Heartbreakers as serious marathoners, or did Heartbreakers turn you into serious marathoners?
I did the New York Marathon in 2015. I broke my foot during that marathon. So after I recovered, I came back and I wanted to run with the team so that I stopped being stupid.
How do you break your foot?
Did you notice?
It just kind of cracked a little bit. I walked a lot. I finished it. It was a long day. The sun had set when I finished.
Ouch.
But here we are, and I'm better because of the Heartbreakers.
Are either of you running the treadmill tonight?
We already did.
They're awesome.
I love it. It's like the fastest. If you go for like the hour class, it's the fastest. Like it goes by so quick.
Yeah, you get a great workout in that you're not going to do on your own.
Why? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And have you noticed results? Have you noticed improvements in your speed from doing these speed workouts?
I PR'd in the half marathon by 31 minutes since joining the Heartbreakers. So
that's a slight increase you can be proud of.
Yeah,
holy mackerel, 31
it, yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, enjoy your beers. You earn them.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks. Yeah, of course. We wouldn't miss it.
Brian, we just got joined by Mike and Jamie. They are longtime friends of Mr. Paul Davies, who's in absentia tonight. Let's talk about him now.
I don't know why he didn't make it. He's the one that told us to come out in the first place.
And he's sort of an Iron Man. I mean, he'll run through anything, right?
Yeah,
so I don't know why a little snow has slowed him down.
8 miles to work every day and back.
So Paul was actually the one that got me started running. And I found out on your podcast that was only about a couple months after he started running. He made it seem like he'd been running for years and was...
He's a persuasive fellow. I think it's the accent.
Yeah, right? It just instills the confidence. He must know what he's talking about. He's British or Scottish.
That's right.
Yeah, he's like Scottish, British, Irish. No, he's like one of those.
He's from
Celtic.
Ohio,
he's
Peter.
He's Celtic of some sort.
Did you just do your first treadmill class or have you done these before?
I haven't been on a treadmill in a long time. And I haven't done burpees in a long time.
Yeah, my first time doing burpees on a treadmill.
Well, what did you think of a directed, like a coached class on those super futuristic, awesome treadmills?
It's cool.
It was the most fun that I've had on a treadmill, for sure.
Yeah. It beats watching ESPN, that's for sure.
Do you think you'll take a class again?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And do either of you have any races coming up?
Oh, not really. Yeah.
No.
We always run the St. Patrick's Day 5K. And drink green beer afterwards, but that's about it.
So let me get this straight. You guys are not really career runners, and Paul sort of hoodwinked you into coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And then stayed home himself.
Yep.
Hmm. That's an interesting move, Peter.
If I may say, though, I've been to Paul's house, and I know where it's located, and it's a pretty treacherous, hilly, curvy road. I can see why he's staying home. However, if we ever have him on the show again, I say we beat him verbally, mercilessly.
Yeah, exactly.
Agree.
I've seen him run home from a holiday party that was further than this location with more snow on the ground.
Yeah, it was like, remember a year ago when it was like negative 20 out or something? He ran home in that.
Now wait, are either of you hashers?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Both of us.
Do you suggest that we become hashers?
I think you should try it, yeah.
Brian, would you be okay with trying hashing?
Absolutely. I just don't know where it starts and where it ends.
Where do we go and what do we do?
Do you just look for flour on the street? Is that how it works?
I heard they just legalized it.
Yeah. Just there's a website. We can give it to you.
I think we ought to do, for 2017, after I'm done with the Boston Marathon, I think I want to try hashing.
Are you guys both doing the marathon?
I am. Brian's
doing
a different one.
I'll be podcasting during the marathon.
Yeah, he'll be live podcasting. And at some point, we'll probably catch up to me on the course to get my thoughts about the race.
That's true.
We are also going to be throwing an HWRT beer mile, location and full date yet to be determined. Would you guys come out for the beer mile?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I consider myself a beer miler more than I consider myself a hasher or a runner or a person.
Okay, then. You're
right.
Coming.
Well, thank you for coming. And remember, everything here is 20% off. Definitely shop till you drop, and thanks for coming out. This was great.
Thanks for putting us together.
WRT.
How was your run today?
What's your name?
David.
Hi, David. It's a D-A-V-I-D.
It is the tough one.
Huh. I've never heard that version.
Very uncommon in these parts.
That's no, are you sure there's spelling. No E?
It's, well, usually I spell it with a Y, but just to not to confuse anyone.
That's true, because most people spell it with a Y.
That's true.
And a double E at the end, so the way you have it is unique. Okay.
But actually, in all seriousness, my friends call me Day, D-A-Y, because my dad's name was David, so, you know.
Just to change it up.
Keeping it unique.
I like it.
I came upon David here in the corner, Brian, because he's just sort of hanging out. He looks like he just finished a class, but it turns out he did not. Is that correct?
No, I was just drinking this beer.
You just came for the free beer. Smart move.
Well, he is escorting somebody.
Yes, my girlfriend's running.
Okay. Oh, not a paid escort.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
That sounds like something I would say.
She's the runner. I'm not. She's slowly getting me into it, so...
Well, how do you slowly get into running? Because there's either, like, running or there's walking, pretty much.
Like, 5Ks.
Okay.
Like, that I can handle, but she just did her first marathon in Chicago, and that was... It was actually very cool, because I could run around to different points and see her running by. Yeah, and she said it was great, because not a lot of hills, so good beginner marathon, I guess.
Does she have another race in her future?
Yes, she has a half marathon in... April, I think. It's the Covered Bridge one in Vermont.
Okay. That sounds fun. That sounds nice. Good weekend for you.
Hopefully not too many hills. I don't know. Yeah. I love Vermont, so it'll be great for me.
Nice.
You like the bumper sticker.
Yeah. I'm like support staff.
Do you see races in your future that are longer than 3.1 miles?
Oh. I kind of hope not, but it looks like it's headed in that direction. I don't know. I broke my kneecap like a few years back, skateboarding. So like, I love to bike, I love to ski, I love to do a bunch of things. Running is just not my favorite.
I hear you, I was the same way.
But I feel great when I finish my run.
Yeah.
But do you think maybe from what you're seeing in there, is that possibly a class you might take?
Oh, it is, yeah, it looks like fun. The treadmills look really cool, and they got the lights going.
If I was a non-runner and when I look at what they're doing in there, I would be terrified and I'd run away.
Well, it looks hard. Yeah, just running next to someone who's probably run marathons and stuff, it's a little intimidating.
Yeah, you know what? But it's a challenge.
Definitely.
And the way that these classes are set up, everyone of all abilities can do it together, which is actually a pretty cool feature of it. So
right.
You can do a speed class next to someone who can qualify for Boston, even if you are never going to run a marathon.
That definitely makes it nice. And you know, the beer definitely doesn't hurt.
In that way, it's kind of like the marathon, not the beer part. The part, like, everybody is on the same playing field, you know, all levels of competition.
And we get to watch them pass us all afternoon long.
And I imagine after, like, one or two more, I'd be ready to go in the hiking boots and jeans.
Perhaps you and your girlfriend, let's give her a name. What's her name?
Emily. Well, her big fear was being on the podcast. So
you're taking that bullet.
There you go.
Okay, so we'll ambush her when she comes
Absolutely.
Out and she's a little lightheaded and doesn't
really
know what's going on. Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Dave, thanks for coming out tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
20 people can do a class, so I need 20 lovely faces in there who want to work their booties, earn their beers. Many of you already have. Great job. Those are the sweatier ones here. Also, come talk to these guys. They have microphones just to hear me give this speech three times and splice together the best version so that I sound awesome on the podcast. It's more to tell your story. So go talk to them, share your story, share why you're running for charity, share how your run today went, perhaps.
Yep.
You can talk about the treadmill studio. You can talk about
how much you like free beer.
How much you like free beer, whatever you'd like to share, we'd like to hear. So I will take a class in there. Thank you so much for coming. I'll be out here saying the same thing again soon.
All right, go get sweaty.
H-W-Y-R-T.
What?
Hey!
Ladies, can you say your names?
Hey, it's Ellen. London.
What? Do you know your name?
I don't know if you know, but I'm really funny. It's Ellen.
Oh, funny Ellen. I know you.
I'm Jackie. Ellen.
Do you run with the Heartbreakers?
I do.
Oh, you just started with the Heartbreakers.
I just started about 12 hours ago.
No.
No.
You were running with them about a month ago.
Yes, but I went for my first official team run as a Heartbreaker this morning.
That was a 10?
That was a 12. We did the
10-mile firehouse loop, and then we tack two on to the end.
Okay. You all know Peter, and he's right now in a Heartbreak Hill Running Company treadmill class, and you have a little surprise for him. What is that surprise going to be?
They are going to run next to him by surprise.
We're going to sandwich him.
We're going to take him by storm.
Make a Peter sandwich.
In a friendship sandwich.
In a friendship way.
Is there bread involved?
We would.
Or are
that.
You getting on the treadmills? I don't.
Be the meat.
There is not going to be any bread involved. Well, unless you count them as bread.
Like, what's the sandwich
human
part?
Women.
Sweat sandwich. Yes.
I think we have
a sourdough.
A sourdough. Kind of. That's good. I like it.
A little different.
You think it's white and boring, but really.
It's delicious.
Surprise.
Come on, break.
All right, can we start this again? Can you say your name, please?
Corey.
Jackie.
Ellen.
Funny Ellen?
No, non-funny Ellen. Okay. I left her at home.
Are you going to kick off Peter and have us as the host, a co-host?
Yeah, get rid of him. We're just saying.
Three for the price of one.
Heard it here first.
Do you have time with your other podcast endeavors to come on our show sometime?
Maybe as a very brief guest spot. Yeah. But
yeah.
Okay, we're going to do this.
All right.
Okay. I think we need to go take Peter by storm. It's go
please,
time.
Please do that.
Hang on, I just need to put down my tall boy first.
Okay.
We're going to listen to my Weird Disco warm-up music. This is what I like to warm up to. Since I'm the chief heartbreaker, that's what we warm up to. So this class you are taking right now is an abbreviated version of our Killer Threes. The Killer Threes is a class that is 5 minutes on the treadmill. Floor exercises, 5 minutes on the treadmill, back and forth, back and forth. The first 5 minutes is a warm-up, then we hit the floor, and then we start to do some spicier running on the treadmill. So right now you have another minute and a half at speed level 1, incline 1.0. The point of this class is to get that full body fatigue feeling, work those muscles that are so important in running, our core, build some leg strength, make ourselves powerful and efficient while not beating ourselves up. So I like to substitute this class for what might be an easy or moderate 6 mile run, because it doesn't take long.
Would you like to be on a podcast real quick?
Sure.
What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph, are you a heartbreaker?
I am. I'm actually one of the coaches with these guys.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't taken one of your classes.
No,
when do you teach?
Tomorrow I teach Long and Strong. Come get some.
Is that the 65-minute one or 60-minute one?
Yes.
I have not done that one yet.
So it's nice because, again, it lets those people training for longer races get their long runs in.
Mm-hmm.
Especially tomorrow, it's going to be a busy class. So,
well, the roads are going to be awful.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough to get 5, 6, 10 miles in tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
So,
do you have any races coming up yourself?
Yeah, we're a bunch of us are signed up for the Martha's Vineyard. They're doing like a 20-miler.
When
so
is that?
So it's the middle of February, and it's a co-ed, him and her, 10 and 10. So I found a friend, one of the other coaches here. She won it last year with her husband, Amanda. So we'll be gunning for her, and another coach here, Chris, is running with...
Amanda Nurse?
Yeah.
She's a fast person.
She's very fast. She's definitely probably win it again.
Yes.
So we're going to root for at least second or third, if I'm a gambling man.
All right. So I think Martha's Vineyard is receiving 24 inches of snow tonight.
Yeah, so that's what my roommate was saying. He's like, well, what about the ferry? I'm like, huh, I don't know. I guess we'll see if it makes it there.
What's your favorite race that you've run?
You know, I've done Chicago Marathon. The crowd atmosphere is great, and I've missed Boston by, you know, seconds, probably like 3 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I'm going to really pull to qualify for Boston. But
have you considered going the charity route?
I can barely raise $50 for I work at a hospital as my regular job, so I do have a lot of connections there, and I never really wanted to.
Well, if you're that close to qualifying,
yeah,
why not go?
It's one of those things where I just started running, I never really cared about it, but then when you get close, you're like, wait a second, now I kind of care about it.
Right.
And then when you miss it.
For me, on the other hand, I'm just waiting to hit 75 years old.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to do it.
You know, my funny thing is I'm actually... I joke that I'm training for the Senior Olympics. I was a late bloomer in life with running, so I started in my mid-20s, which I think is good because your body isn't beat up as much.
Right.
And then my background
You still have a little cartilage left?
Yeah. My background's physical therapy, so I knew a little bit about motor movement, not to mess things up completely.
Right.
Legit, I laugh and say that I'm still growing, and even though I'm 37, right. I'm still just peaking. Oh, so at 65, I figure I'll qualify for the Irish Olympics.
That's there you fine. Go. What's, I have one last question. What would you say to people who haven't done one of these treadmill classes is the advantage? What, why would they do that as opposed to just go to their gym and hit the treadmill?
You know what? There's a bunch of things, but when you're in a group atmosphere, you know, and that music's going and there's that crowd mentality, it really pumps you up and you'll get way more of a workout than you ever would by yourself. And, you know, it's a safer way to run and it's fun. Bottom line.
Awesome. It is fun. Cheers.
Thanks.
Igor, you just finished a treadmill class. How was it?
It was good. It was really good. Yeah. I've never hydrated after a run with beer, though, so yeah. That's a little different to me. But
what do you think?
It's good. It's good.
You look incredibly composed
mm-hmm.
and with it.
Yes.
The last treadmill class I did, I was a total wreck. So what did you do differently?
Well, I don't know. I just stayed focused on my pace. You know, I didn't want to push it. You know, it's been a long day today. I've been fighting the snow.
Yeah.
Been fighting the wrestling practice, you know, so I just wanted to just, you know, keep kind of, you know, take it easy. I didn't want to impress anybody. You know, right. I just wanted
important.
To do my run.
You ran yeah. your run.
Exactly,
you
yeah.
Did,
yeah.
You followed his instructions. You
I did.
Inclined and you sped, yeah. but you did it. Comfortably.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, I just wanted to get a taste for this class before, you know, I started getting crazy.
And
yeah.
what'd you think? Would you do another one?
I would like to do another one. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is great. The energy is really good. I didn't know if I was in a nightclub or if I was, like, running. There's a lot of dancing going on, a lot of lights. You know, my shirt was luminescing, you know,
yeah,
I was bright.
Black light going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, so I was kind of confused at one point. I didn't know what was happening, but it was good. It was a good experience.
Totally great. Cool.
Clyde Army.
Peter.
Hello.
You just finished your first Heartbreak Hill Running Company treadmill workout. How was it?
It was really, really good. I should not have had a beer before.
That's a
that
bad idea.
That was probably a mistake. Yeah. I threw a double cheeseburger homemade down around 3 o'clock. Yeah. That was probably a mistake. Probably should have done some like oat bran, maybe some celery.
No, don't do oat bran before your workout.
Oh, is that true?
No.
Oh.
Or prunes.
So maybe protein was the way to go.
Of course.
No,
so
it was great.
Get rid of the excuses. Tell me how the experience was.
Let me put down my excuse bag.
Thunk.
Thunk. It was really good. He's a great teacher, that Dan.
I think they call them coaches.
He's a great professor of treadmillology.
Tremology.
Tremology. And I had a really good time. I sweated my blanks off in a big way.
Yeah.
When I went to do my planks, my hands were a little slick like I was eating like greasy pork.
Now, wait a minute. You went in for a treadmill running class and you were doing planks?
Yeah, that's the thing. You break it
explain.
Up. You break it up. You do a little 10 minutes, a little 12 minutes, then boom, a couple burpees. Boom, a couple planks. You got to sweat that out. You got to move that out.
That
you got to hit the magic pause
intense.
Button. On the treadmill, you hit the pause.
How were those treadmills?
All kidding aside, best treadmill experience I've ever had in my life. Best mood lighting, best music. I really, really highly recommend it. I'm going to be coming back. I'm probably going to buy... Can I buy 100-pack classes? Are they letting me do that?
I think you can. You can also buy a membership where you can you get some free classes, and then you get to come on the off times and just run like a maniac.
As I told Coach Dan on the way out, turns out my core is made up of double stuffed Oreos. So I need to work on my core a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, mine's marshmallows and oodles of noodles.
Planking is a lot like napping. Only your body's on fire while you do it.
It's hard to nap when you're shaking that much. That's my problem.
I have the tremors. I'm shaking yeah. now. I have the tremors so much.
When I plank, after 15 seconds, I plank so hard my hair starts to fall out. I shake so hard my
I
hair starts to fall
so
out.
I plank so hard that the treadmill actually sends an emergency signal because they think the person on it's having a stroke.
Peter, I plank so hard Dan won't let me in his classes anymore.
You know, I was thinking about something, but I planked. I can't remember it.
In all seriousness.
Why? Can we just say why? In all seriousness, why?
There's so many people at this party.
There's a lot of people
here. The
store is full.
The free beer is flowing. People are buying merchandise.
Have you talked to the unicorn lady?
No, we're going to.
We have to talk to the unicorn lady.
And there's over
Wait, why am I seeing Star Wars running socks?
Because you haven't purchased them yet.
Oh, my God. Oh, and, my God. Friend of the show, Igor Babushkin, are you buying those running socks?
I'm absolutely buying those running socks.
I need to, and they're 20% off tonight.
Someone who is going to run the Boston Marathon for a charity is going to receive over $600 in donations.
I believe I might be climbing 700 because of the number of t-shirts they've sold. Because there's a certain number of t-shirts they're selling where half of the proceeds of that go into the pot. So it's a good bet we're going to scratch 700 American dollars.
Success. Okay, go rest.
Thank you. Brian, are we rolling?
Okay. Ms. Unicorn, what is your name?
I am Corinne Griffiths, and I am running the Boston Marathon for the Brooklyn Library Foundation.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Have you ever run the Boston Marathon before?
I have never run a marathon full stop before, so I figured why not start with, you know, maybe one of the harder ones.
First thing is don't stop. No full stop. Don't no stopping.
No stop whatsoever.
I know two guys who did the same thing as you. Our
really?
First marathon
yeah,
was Boston.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to our program?
Once or all the episodes, yeah.
What?
Huge right. fan, and actually you guys have been keeping me company on long runs, especially.
Oh, we love
right up until team run started, and now I have to like not wear headphones, but.
Well, that's all right. We can entertain you during your recovery.
Very much so, and you probably will tomorrow during the recovery run in the snow.
Talk to us about the unicorn horn.
So the unicorn horn was something that I started so that my friends could kind of embarrass me while I was training for the marathon. So I told them as long as they donated at least $5, for every $5 I'll run a mile in the horn around the city of Boston, Cambridge, Brookline, wherever I happen to be training. And so I've run probably 150 miles so far in
that
a unicorn
is
horn.
Fantastic. It's you have to do everything you can to raise money when you're running Boston.
Yep, and dignity is more than on the line.
That's true. So you have 100 days before the Boston Marathon. Did you know it's 100 days?
I did, and I might have put a flurry of social media out there about it today. Absolutely. Because I'm terrified about raising this much money. But it's been fun.
Where are you on that now, on your goal?
I am at $1,403.
And how much do you have to hit?
Have to hit 6,000. Team Brookline is very generous to us and lets us hit the absolute minimum
for Boston
Marathon.
They're a great group. They're a great group. I'm from Brookline. Look, great team.
Great team, and I'm so in love with the Brookline Library. They're a great organization, and I am a librarian, so it's a cause that's like super close to my heart.
I'm a card-carrying member of the Brookline Library.
So $600 to $700 tonight would make a giant dent.
That would be absolutely astounding and kind of project me forward a lot faster. So fingers are crossed.
Now, just before we turn the mics on, you said that you booped my nose on Wednesday.
Can
you explain that?
So I've actually only been going to November Project since August, I guess, however long that is. I'm kind of run dumb at the moment. And you guys helped me convince me to go, as it turns out.
No way, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So I heard the interviews you guys did with the leaders and started showing up, and that was awesome. And so this Wednesday, we were told to boop somebody's nose at the bounce, and I booped Brian's nose.
Well, how did you like learning more about Emily Saul?
Emily Saul is amazing. I think my husband has a crush on her, but I'm totally fine with it because I do too.
I think all people have a crush on Emily Saul.
I think it's impossible not to.
And when you meet Brogan Graham, you'll also have a crush on him.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet. He's been on the West Coast, I think, the entire time that I've been doing November Project. But Boyan's pretty awesome. I've met him. So.
They're both real unicorns.
They're certainly big enough to be.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hello.
This is Peter.
Hi.
Can you say your name and spell it, please?
Yes, my name is Jennifer Shih, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Last name is S-H-I-H. Did you need all the information? I don't know if you want first, last, or middle.
No, that was perfect. Okay. Can I have your social security number, your birth date?
Credit card.
Yes. No, I don't need that. I've already opened several accounts in your name.
All righty. Yeah, I guess you have your own credit card with my name on it.
So you ran the Lehigh Valley Marathon.
I did.
And did you make it over the train tracks before the train came or afterwards?
Afterwards. So the train was not an issue, and I did not realize there was a train issue because I came in like 30 minutes afterwards. I'm like not even in the same like league of runner.
were you using it as a Boston qualifier?
I was. So I did qualify, and so but I'm a girl, so that means I'm gonna qualify like 30 minutes later after the train.
This year or for next year?
Yeah, no, for 2017. Okay. So in like 100 days.
100 days.
Yeah, I saw that on their account today.
How is your training going?
Well, it's just kind of starting. I did some base work in December. Took a little time off for the holidays, and now we're back.
And are you a heartbreaker?
I'm not. I didn't. Today's my first time really at the store in a class.
How did you find out about it?
Paul Davies told me about this.
Paul Davies.
So a friend sent me along to this podcast event, and that's how I heard of the running store and all this parties.
And what did you think of the class?
It was really good.
It's hard.
I don't normally like treadmills, and so this is a good way to be on one and
get some speed work. Well, this was speed and strength work, right?
Oh, yes. The strength work is like definitely very helpful. I don't normally do it, which is not good. But
it's helpful to have someone force you to do it.
Exactly. And like tell you what to do, how long to do it for. Yeah. And like, so that was really good.
Do you think you'll be back?
Yeah, you know, when the weather... So today was a really good day to try it out because it's, like, snowing outside and, you know, generally awful. So I'm sure on days when the weather's not great and I need to get a workout in that this will be a good thing to try.
I only have one more question.
Yeah, what's that?
How many marathons have you run before?
17.
I'm sorry, with the what now? How many?
This is a little embarrassing. 17.
How many do you run a year?
I average about 2 a year. So it's not that crazy.
Wow.
It's
like, is this your first Boston?
It's my second Boston.
What year did you do Boston before?
2014.
Wow, well,
second time.
Good luck. Thank you. What you're in for.
Yes.
That's for sure. What's your favorite marathon then if you've run 17?
Oh, you know, there's so many good ones for good reasons. So I ran Big Sur as my second marathon.
And
it was
beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was so gorgeous. It's hard to get into now, but I think everyone should try. It's just like the most amazing weather and beauty. It's just awesome. Gorgeous. And then I really like, just for nostalgia's sake, the California International Marathon.
Where is that?
In Sacramento, California. Okay. I'm originally from California.
Oh, really?
That's where I run all these California races.
How do you like training in Boston in the wintertime?
You know, I think it builds character.
That's the best answer.
You would love the Millinocket Marathon.
I mean, it's free, so I love all free things.
It's free, and it's freezing. Like, it's so unbelievably cold.
Oh, really?
But beautiful. I mean, gorgeous.
I mean, then you don't really have to worry about, like, it being too hot, right? You would rather be too...
I would rather be too cold.
Yeah.
Do you have a destination one in your mind that you always wanted to do?
Always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do all the majors, so all the ones in Europe and Tokyo. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever attempt to do that in 1 year?
I'd have to be a lot more experienced, I think.
Okay. That's a lot of marathon racing to do.
Yeah. It's a lot of traveling, too.
Right.
So.
Oh, just cost-wise, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I never even thought about that.
I don't think I'm still a student, so I think I need to work up to that.
I don't know how people who do it who have full-time jobs can take the time.
Yeah. Also, you have vacation, too. So.
Ooh, I think we have an announcement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. It's fun.
I really want to thank our friends at How Was Your Run Today? I hope you will listen. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming out in a blizzard. It always warms my heart to see my store full of people just having fun. It's why I do this. It's why we do this. It's always really special to feel the love and community around what we do. That's what makes working all day really fun. So. Thank you so much for coming out in a blizzard. That means the world to me. It means the world to whoever wins almost $1,000.
Oh my God.
Give it up for Dan!
So
come on!
How much easier that is in fundraising. You know, running Boston is a lot of work. If you're lucky enough to qualify, that's all you have to do is just do the running work. If you're not so lucky and maybe not blessed with speed, but blessed with a big heart. Sometimes people have speed and a connection, or sometimes it doesn't matter what the speed is. It's only about the connection to the organization for which they're raising. And as a coach of many teams, MGH, Red Cross, BIDMC, there are many teams out there, and there are a lot of people that are really intimately connected with those organizations. And it's a really special thing to take on that additional job beyond just training for the Boston Marathon. I look at that as a pretty easy job. I mean, it's just a checklist of things you need to do every single day to get better at running over 20 weeks. That's it. I'm a coach, like, it's math. You just get out there and work your ass off. Take some rests, run some long runs. But then you have to be creative around fundraising. You have to reach out. You have to ask people for money. That's really weird. It's hard. So props to you guys. Someone's fundraising is getting roughly $900 easier. All right. 436-313. Come on up here. Let's see it. Go to crowdrise.com. What is your name?
Andrea.
Gendron. And then this is for Martin Richard, who died in the marathon bombing, so I'm just running just for him and his family.
All right, so that's Boston's team. Yeah. MRA. Yeah. Almost $900. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Your fundraising goal just got easier. Yep. Head over there. Yep.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I think I have a friend over there who has... He doesn't speak English. I think he's trying to tell me something. He's a gorilla. If you happen to be hearing this on the radio, you wouldn't know that these awkward grunts are the sounds of a friendly gorilla who has a tip jar full of cash. What are you trying to say, friend? Oh, you wrote it down for me. You don't speak English, but you write English. That's such a weird gorilla. All right. It says, dear party people, Bill loves you. Please raffle my banana tips to another lucky charity runner. I love you all. Good luck in April. Heart, XOXO Bill. So I have no idea how much money is in there. I don't know how much money people paid for free beer, but whatever that is, it's in that. And Bill is donating that in addition. Oh, that's a 20. That one's good. Here we go. Bill's banana tips.
This is a family show, Dan. Family show.
Radio. 4, 3, 6. Yeah. 3. Yeah. 2. Yeah. 5. We have a match. Woo! High five.
Thank you.
And your name is?
Grant.
Grant.
Yep.
And for which charity
the
are you?
The Mass Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
So we have a pile of cash there.
There it is.
We do need that trophy back. The Heartbreakers are in that. Thank you again so much for coming out in a blizzard. Thank you for supporting Team of the Vision. Thank you for supporting MR8. Thank you for drinking our free beer. Thank you for being at all the Heartbreak events. We'll see you soon. We're here a lot.
Peter, right now we have the winners of the two little raffle.
This
big
is phenomenal.
Raffle.
This is phenomenal.
The big raffle was close to $900, and that was won by
Andrea Gendron.
And who are you running for?
Team MR8, which is for the Martin Richards Foundation.
What is your association with that foundation?
I just knew I wanted to run. I've never run a marathon, and I knew I wanted a cause that would keep pushing me through. And coming from Hopkinton, which is the start of the marathon, growing up watching it all the time, and then having my brother at BC and all along the route, I just knew I wanted a cause that would really like take me from start to finish. And when I spoke to his mom, I just knew that I wanted to run for them and bring his memory along. And he's all about promoting peace and unity in Boston, connecting people. So I just thought it was all around just like a great organization.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And congratulations
Thank you.
You have 100 days left to train. How's it going?
It's going well. I did my long run last night, first time doing 11-mile long run, and then I did this today. I ran track at Holy Cross, but I only ever did like I raced the mile. So this is a lot different.
You're in unknown territory.
Unknown territory. But when I get cold and everything, I have like a bracelet that says just you got this and Boston Strong, and it's blue. It's his color.
All
so
right.
It just keeps me going.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Did you take a class here today?
Yes, I did.
Do you often take a class here?
Yeah, I bought the class pass a little while ago, right when I could for Christmas. I asked Santa, and so I come in the morning and I do the Killer Threes and I do the hills on the.
What's the morning class like?
It's a lot like that, but I'll run here from home and then I'll take that and I'll be so sweaty and then I'll go out in the freezing cold and then freeze back home. Mm. But it's nice to get in here and be warm and get it done.
Have you done a night class here?
This is my first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
My name is Grant Bachuber. It's Grant and Bachhuber.
And you won the banana money.
It's a jar. It's a metal cup full of money.
And you have no idea how much is in it.
I have no idea. So we'll see.
And what is your charity you're running for?
I'm running with Team With A Vision. It's associated with the Mass Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. So they support families and individuals with vision loss throughout the state of Massachusetts. First marathon ever, first really long distance I've ever ran. So it's gonna be a lot of work, but I'm really excited. And it's a great cause. So
you guys are both in the same boat. You're in uncharted territory.
Yeah, I didn't run track at Holy Cross, but
never any advice for him.
No, my method was always slow and steady, but I guess that still counts.
Slow and steady will work. I think we can make that work.
Yeah.
Do either of you have a goal time, or are you just looking to enjoy the event?
I'm just trying to finish.
Same, just trying to finish.
Yeah, somewhere, you know, under four I think would be great. I think that's reasonable. It's something I can do, so.
That would be cool if I could do that, too, but I don't know.
Who are you? Are you running with coaches, or are you self-trained?
Team Emirates is a part of Charity Teams, which is a collaboration of a bunch of different teams, like 261 Fearless, Patriots, like Gronk's team. And we run from Under Armour on Saturdays. We run out to Heartbreak Hill territory and back. And it's so nice because a lot of the charities, like family members, will man tables and give us like goo and water and keep us going. So Susan Hurley coaches that one. But I also like to do the Heartbreak with Heartbreakers. So in Newton, I did that last week. And that's really good too.
You can't practice Heartbreak Hill enough.
No.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, both directions. Both directions.
I started there and I was like, this is fine. And then I came back and I was like, this is the end. Nope.
All right, guys. Best of luck.
Congratulations.
This is really
Thank you so,
good.
So much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Take care, guys. How was your run today?
Brian, Gould, and myself, Peter Villa. Brian, this Peter. Night is coming to a first close, not the final close, because we're going to go to the after party in a little bit. But before we go, proprietor Dan Fitzgerald, tell us what you think about this here evening that we've just experienced.
It was an amazing night. It felt really special to be here in a blizzard in the store and with the running community, with so many charity runners, with so many runners that aren't running for charity that wanted to be here and contribute to the mission of an unknown runner and really party and be a part of what we do. So it was a really special night for me.
Well, you managed to raise over $900 for charity. We don't know the exact amount because the tip jar has not yet been counted.
Yeah. Do you want me to get that number? Do you want me to scream for a second?
Hey, Justin!
He's really yelling. He's yelling right at the guy. Oh my God, it's happening.
He's going to be a good dad.
He's going to be a great dad.
$100.
So did we break 1,000 total?
So we broke 1,000. We're at least $1,007.
That's tremendous.
Whoa, that's wow.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, we host a lot of charity fundraisers for runners, and that one, it's tough to, people think it's easy work that you just, oh, you just put it out there in the universe. There are a lot of people on the internet. So if you could just capture 1% of those people, you'll probably get $1 billion
right.
for your fundraiser. It doesn't always work like that.
No, you have to ask people over and over and over again.
So to get $1,000 to a charity is pretty awesome. So is
and the store felt
really
pretty
awesome.
Packed for a couple of hours tonight. It
that's a good, good. Event on a sunny day.
That's right. And you ran 3 classes, is that right?
I ran 5 classes.
Holy mackerel.
Four classes. We had a screamer in one of them.
Well, I know that scream pretty well.
Just for the record, the one class that I took was like the industrial strength one. I'm pretty sure, because I think it was the last one he ran, and he was like all out, and he saw me coming. He's like, let me get the rube in here.
Right. What he means by industrial strength is that it was exactly the same, and what I mean by exactly the same is that it was precisely exactly what everybody took. He just screamed a lot more. We welcome screaming, whatever you want to do, especially in a party atmosphere, but... it was the same class, but...
I don't think that's true, Brian. I think when he says it was the exact same class, it wasn't the exact same. I feel like he added in things just for me.
So you think in a class of 20 people, he singled you out, even though you were all on treadmills and all getting the same instructions, you received more punishment than anybody else? Is that true?
I think that might be so.
Well, as a coach, I just want to point out the fact that it's really great when you find your weaknesses, because those are things that we can work on and develop in the studio context on a regular basis. We're open morning, noon, and evening for you to work on those strengths. If you happen to find any weaknesses, we can take those weaknesses and turn them into strengths.
He's going
to
find all mine because it's mostly weakness, I think.
Dan, I don't want to put you on the spot, and it was dark in there, and there was loud music, but did you identify any weaknesses in Peter's running?
Yeah, let's focus just on the running, not the burpees or any of the planking.
I was
going to
say, do you want to talk about the running or the planks?
Yes, all of it.
All of it.
No,
all
just,
right, well,
just anything that really
you know,
struck
running,
you.
Running is a very personal experience, and I don't, we don't, it's not ever about personal speed, or it's always about getting better. I will say, as any runner, a runner should be able to do a plank. So I think we found a place where we can improve Peter's running. And with some core strength and maybe some planking in the future, some side planks, some front planks.
I think I got one plank in there. I think I got one in there.
I think you did the right side, and then you were done.
Yeah, no, my left one.
The right side, side plank ruined him, so he couldn't even do the left side. Yeah. So he can barely walk. He is actually laying on his side. The other side is it's paralyzed.
And Peter,
I
don't think you actually count planks. You just do them for a certain amount of time. It's more of a timed event than a numbered event.
Right. So when he kept laying down and saying two, the laying down part, that's not how it's supposed to go.
Although I will give you credit for laying down on a running treadmill. That is tough to do and still stay asleep.
There's a little bit of friction. I got to be honest. I have a little bit of a burn.
Dan, Peter, there's 100 days before the Boston Marathon, and it's almost 99 in a couple of hours.
Wow. All
right. How is it going? What are your runners needing to focus on, and what are you going to work on for the next 100 days?
You know, as a coach, when I talk to runners about what they need to do, I look at it as a simple list of things you need to do. You know, you have to run long, you have to run fast, you have to run easy in between those things. And now, after the holidays, it's time to really buckle down and get that stuff done. So it's a really fun time of year because people are energized by the fact that the new year has passed and they realize, oh crap, I signed up for the Boston Marathon and it's now 100 days. It's going to be 99 tomorrow. It's time to get my act together. So the energy, sometimes it's nervous, but it's also really exciting, and it gets more exciting every single day.
Brian, I've mastered the buckling part of what he just said. I think I can plank and buckle. If that's an event, I think I have that down.
If our game was belts, the buckling would be a win. but our game is running, so we're going to have to work on that one.
I think I did okay on the burpees. I think I looked good. I got some height.
You looked amazing. When I said get high and you broke my ceiling that time, it was good.
Now, from personal experience, sometimes it is hard to start training, but I can come at it with all the enthusiasm in the world until there's a certain point at which I tend to overtrain or hit a stress injury, and I never know when that's coming, and it feels good, and then one day it doesn't.
This is where I really need to hone my coaching. It's what I struggle with most is when I hand athletes a plan, they think that's the plan and that's what they should do. And it's a guide. It's not the plan. The plan is to listen to your body, to go long and then understand maybe you need three easy days in a row. Maybe you need a day off, an easy run of 2 miles, another day off, and then you get your legs back. You always need to protect yourself. And as an athlete, people ask me why I don't run, I don't race Boston every year. It's because as an athlete, you have to be super selfish. You have to be very self-aware and you have to be able to empower yourself with that decision to say, everyone's working out hard today. Today's my easy day. I don't care what you're doing. And that's the most important piece of training.
What do you say, especially to first timers who are concerned that if they don't get those miles in, they'll never finish the race, but they're hurting and they need to take an extra day off here or there?
So elite athletes have a plan in mind, and my goal is always to take what elite athletes do and pull it back and say, how can this help my athletes? You know, and they have a plan, they have a goal, and there are certain things they need to do to prove to themselves that they can do that. And it's the same thing at every level, but people need to realize that the elite athletes will adjust that plan on the fly. They're also never more than a day out in terms of thinking, so they might readjust slightly and make tomorrow a little easier just because it needs to be. Or they realize, you know what, I got some extra rest and I feel great. I can really hammer this workout. And it's empowering yourself with the knowledge that it's not a specific plan. You just need to do, you know, every 10 days, there should be a long run, there should be a hard workout, and there should be easy running. And then you also need to protect yourself in between those things.
Dan, you are a generous man. You are a kind man. You are a vicious man. You are a brutal, brutal man. And you've broken me down to my basic elements, much like a drill sergeant would in basic training. And I'm the only thing I can say that I feel hopeful about is that I'm the most selfish person I know. So that means I have a chance at succeeding in running a second Boston Marathon. Thanks for pointing that out.
Thanks, Dan. This was a big success.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm big fans of yours. Thanks for coming out tonight.
You know, Brian, there was a lot of love in that room. That back closet that we were in the running studio, recording that final bit with Dan. He was so generous to us to let us piggyback onto his party.
The fact that Dan ran all those classes, he didn't literally run them. No. He administered the classes.
He was coaching them, and man, he was tough stuff.
He is tough stuff. And then to come back and sit with us and do a little interview.
Phenom.
Fantastic.
I learned a lot about myself that night.
Name one thing you learned about yourself.
I don't ever want to drink a beer and get on a treadmill.
Oh, so dangerous.
That's silly. Just don't do it. And then plank and burpee. I mean, I was doing burpees, but they weren't like what everybody else was doing.
They were more like burps.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Because it's foolish.
As soon as I cracked my Harpoon tall boy can, I knew there was no running in my future.
No, but you did.
But I will. I did then open the floodgates to purchasing of Heartbreak Hill Running Company gear. That happened.
Well, that was the other big thing, right? Everything was 20% off. So let's go through that real quick before we say goodbye. What items did you purchase?
I bought some sweatpant-like pants. I bought a new pair of running shorts. The artist in residence also bought several items like that.
Good, good.
I think some cold weather gear she bought.
I, hedging my bets, went ahead and bought this year's Adidas marathon jacket.
Oh, wow. That is phenomenal.
And it was by far the best price I was ever going to get it. Plus, I wanted to help Dan store out. Plus, I needed the jacket. Plus, I have to run the show. Now I have to run it.
You need to run it.
I have to run the whole show, man. I got to do it. I can't just have to do it. Got to do it.
Peter, you're running the Boston Marathon.
I am.
Has that sunk in yet?
It's getting there. It's getting there as my long runs start to increase and the fundraising is happening. Speaking of which, Brian, should anybody listening wish to donate to my CrowdRise page, they can find it right on the old hwyrt.com. Is that correct?
Yes, you go to the 2017 race schedule.
Yes.
And there's a handy link to your Spalding Rehabilitation Network fundraising page right there.
Yes, I'll be running with the team for Race for Rehab. Should anyone want to throw me pennies
or dollars?
Well, yeah, I'll take dollars, but
bundles
honestly,
of cash,
any amount will do because I do have to get to the goal of a good $6,000 to $7,000. So, jingle, 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 my cup is out. And you, Brian? You look good.
I'm just doing squats and you know, trying to get faster.
Well, you look great.
Well, thank you. Do you want to take those sunglasses off?
My reverse sunglasses? I mean, because I'm looking
your
elsewhere.
X-ray sunglasses.
Come on, break.
So, Brian, I got a 10 on the docket for Saturday. You down with me? We headed out. We going deep.
Have a great time. I'll be walking my dogs.
All right, I'll just go by myself. That's not true. I'm going with Igor Babushkin, friend of the show.
Before or after wrestling practice?
Yeah, I don't understand how that... I still am unclear.
Are you going to join a high school wrestling
team?
I've
been thinking about it since we recorded that. I don't understand what he does. I'm a little creeped out to ask.
I might just stay home and wear a singlet.
Hey!
Hey! This has been episode 63 of How Is Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. Special thanks to Dan Fitzgerald, Bill the Gorilla, Heartbreak Hill Running Company, and all of the Heartbreakers and Highwardians who came to our little here party.
Highwardians? I thought it was Hoardians, but all right. Listen to us.
Know.
You're doing fine. Listen to us every week, wherever you collect podcasts. Now, that Gorilla Bill keeps his in his banana tip jar, Brian. But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those really does make a difference in how this little here show is ranked.
Join us every week on Saturday on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram with your Sat Stat Chats. Tell us where you ran, how the weather was, and be sure to include a sweet, sweet photo.
You can fulfill all of your HWRT shopping needs at our Redbubble store.
And if you love HWRT, please share our posts on social media. It's free, and it's easier than drinking free beer while running uphill on a treadmill.
You got that right.
Wouldn't know.
I know. For everything else, please go to hwyrt.com. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Peter.
How many people do you think have listened to this episode while running on a treadmill?
All of them.
They're the best. I will see you next time, sir.
Have a good 10.
With Igor. Now we're going to record and test it. Now we're going to record and test it. Now you're going to hear me. Now you're going to hear me. Now you're going to hear me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you're going to hear me. Now you're going to hear me. Now you're going to hear me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha!